All right, we're thankful that Paul can come and preach Thanksgiving message. Thank you.
It was a blessing to hear the Roberts Welsh Choir. You pastored and joined them, though. I noticed that. That song, I was actually going to read something. You can turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 is going to be the verse that we're going to look at here this morning. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. But the song they just sang was "Now Thank We All Our God." In 1636, amid the darkness of the 30 Years' War, a German pastor, Martin Rinkart, is said to have buried 5,000 of his parishioners in 1 year, an average of 15 a day. His parish was ravaged by war, death, and economic disaster. In the heart of that darkness, with the cries of fear outside his window, he sat down and wrote this table grace for his children. "Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath led us on our way, with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today." This man was certainly a man who understood Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. And let's look at that here. Ephesians 5, verse 20. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." This pastor understood that it wasn't about the circumstances that that we offer our praise. It doesn't have to do with the circumstances. He understood that it was above that. He recognized that it was the Lord's goodness, it was the Lord's mercies, and he could see through the circumstances around us and saw all these things to give thanks to the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5 here, is verse 18, is a familiar verse to everyone. It talks about being filled with the Spirit. Let me just read it here. "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." That's the context of verse 20. Being filled with the Spirit. Being under the influence, under the control, the guiding hand of the Holy Spirit. And after that, there's a series of modifiers, a series of things that explain what a person filled with the Spirit looks like. Verse 19, he's speaking to himself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. He's singing and making melody in his heart to the Lord. And then verse 20, he's giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A person filled with the Spirit is equal to a Christian filled with thanksgiving. Here in verse 20, there's three significant things I just want to point out briefly. First of all, giving thanks always. This is really the timing of Thanksgiving. It's always. And the interesting thing about this, the context is the lost can't be filled with the Holy Spirit, but believers can. And we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And because of that, we have every reason to be filled with Thanksgiving, every reason to be giving thanks always. You know, I can understand the people out in this world who don't have the hope of eternal life in heaven, who don't know the Holy Spirit, have a personal relationship with the God of heaven. I can understand how they could not be filled with thanksgiving all the time. But it doesn't make sense for us as believers to not be filled with thanksgiving all the time. We have His Holy Spirit. We could go through a list of hundreds of different things from the Word of God that we have as Christians, and we have no reason to be to grumble, to complain. Grumbling and complaining have no place in a believer's life. It shows an unthankful heart. It's such a joy to be around grateful people, isn't it? You know, you could probably think of people who are just always thankful, always grateful, and you kind of want to hang around those people. But then there's other people who are griping, complaining, unthankful, and you know, they're really not a joy to be around because nothing's going right, everything's wrong. But those people who understand this attitude of giving thanks, being filled with the Spirit, it's a spiritual thing, those people are a joy to be around. So we're to give thanks always, no matter the circumstances. Notice then it says giving thanks always for all things. And this is where it really hits home. Giving thanks always for all things. And you know what? Sometimes it's easy to thank God for the great things that He's doing and the wonderful things He's done in our life. You know, we look back at this year and all the great things, but look at the trials and the hardships. And a spiritual person, a spiritual Christian, is going to look back and be thankful for even the hard times. But that's really what God expects of us. That's what He's given us His Spirit to do, to be thankful for all things, always. And then, I'll keep moving here, the last part of this verse is actually an intricate part of this verse. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think of Job. In Job chapter 2, his wife comes to him and says, curse God and die. And he says, shall we receive blessing from the Lord and not evil? And Job was certainly an example of this, thanking God, giving thanks for all, always, in all things. But notice then, unto God and the Father. Just as our general prayers are, the object of those prayers is God. We're directing those prayers to God. So our thanksgiving is directed to God. He's the object. He's the one that we are giving thanks to. But then it's in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is a very significant thing. You say, why is that so significant? It's significant because He is the one who has changed our life. He is the one that has brightened our life and made it even so trials and sorrows can become real blessings. You think about it. All the things that Jesus Christ has done for us. Without Him, we would have no reason to give thanks. He has changed our situation. From death to life. From suffering, we get reward. For misery, we get glory. From gloom to hope, from wrath, we get blessing, all because of Jesus Christ. Doesn't it make sense that He is the context around our giving of thanks? He is the one that, because of Him, we give our thanks. And it's unto God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the context of all our thanksgiving. If we don't have the right picture of Jesus Christ, we don't have the right picture of giving thanks. The world offers thanks, but it is often not to God, and it certainly isn't in the name of Jesus. You know, I was listening to the radio yesterday, and they were taking calls and saying, just give what you're thankful for. And I was surprised several people called in, and the first thing they were saying is, I'm thankful for God and the hope He gives us and things like that. And that's great. But there were a number of people who just said, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for my job, all those different things. But it wasn't in the context of Jesus Christ. You see, that's what makes the difference for Christians. The context. It's Jesus Christ. When we realize what Jesus Christ is to us, everything is an opportunity to give thanks. To the lost, the only things that they give thanks for really are the good things. Jobs, family, you know, when God helps them, you know, they're thankful for that. But as Christians, it's a whole different paradigm. We can give thanks in the midst of trials because we know that God meets us in the trials. We know that God often works through those trials to bring us closer to Him and to give us blessing. And so for Christians, it's a totally different mindset. We give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ unto God. The world gives it to God. Yes, they'll recognize God and they're just thankful. Some of them don't recognize Him, but they don't do it in the name of Jesus Christ. And that makes a big difference for us as Christians. This verse is a real striking verse. I mean, when you think about it, giving thanks always in all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ is a remarkable thing. We could all sit back and just take a minute and evaluate. What is our life like in this area of thanksgiving? The people around us, do they know we're Spirit-filled Christians? Because if you're Spirit-filled, if you're walking with the Spirit of God, when you wake up in the morning and you've had your devotions and you're walking with the Lord, everything that happens that day is a day, an opportunity to thank the Lord. But when we aren't walking in the Spirit, it's going to be a quick avenue to not thank the Lord, and we won't see the blessing that the Lord has in it. Where are you this morning in giving thanks always, in all things, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? This could change a believer's life. And it really begins with verse 18, being filled with the Spirit. Because it doesn't work to just start trying to give thanks to be spiritual. No, a person filled with the Spirit that has God in them and under His control, the natural flow is going to be giving thanks. Just like it is the natural flow to speak in psalms and hymns and singing. And then verse 21, submitting yourselves, giving thanks. Where are you this morning on this Thanksgiving day at giving thanks always in all things? And that ought to show you how much you're being filled with the Spirit, how much the Spirit of God is in control of your life. But this is where the rubber meets the road. For a person, they can wonder, how am I doing spiritually? Well, how thankful are you? Shows you how much the influence of the Holy Spirit has in your life. And this is just a practical thing, but think about that. Let that sink in. Giving thanks always for all things, not just the good things, all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your praise and your thanksgiving ought to be different than the lost around us. And they ought to know that it's Jesus Christ that is the reason for your thanksgiving. So there are several things we could evaluate in our lives. How often are we filled with giving thanks always and in all things? And it really goes back to being filled with the Spirit. And a Christian who loves the Lord is going to want to be filled with the Spirit, and they're going to become a thankful people. And really, a thankful people ought to mark the people of God. The lost around us, you look at the generations, you see that there's a generation that curses God, and they're unthankful. Romans 1, they don't recognize God, they're unthankful. But we as believers ought to be a different kind of people, because we're filled with the Spirit, and we're giving thanks always in all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your Spirit that you've given to us, that we can be filled with the Spirit. And as a result of that, Lord, we can be a people that glorify you, that honor you, even in our giving of thanks. May we take this seriously. May we not just push it off, but Lord, may we think about it the rest of this day. May it impact our lives. May we evaluate where we are at spiritually, Lord, and how much we're being filled with your Spirit. We pray that you would drive these truths into our hearts, Lord, these practical little nuggets of truth. Would they change our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.